110, and CDR, by the way, is about 7.3 on the frame.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I'd like the range and bearing to the rear roll.
What are you getting reversed?
I don't know. Okay, we're rolling, and I'd like the range and bearing to the next...
Okay, we want a heading of about one 125, and there's going to be a short, a small turn. I think it's at the crater, the slip crater, at 225 and 3.4. There'll be a slight turn. That's heading of 125 is what you should start out on.
That's what I'm looking
for. And 225 and 3.4.
I thought we were bypassing.
No, we just do that during
the planning stages. I thought we were bypassing slip. And 3.4, okay.
That's pretty close to normal.
Yeah. Now I got my, may I tell you, this little navigation map I got on my hand cup checklist is unquestionably the greatest thing that I've ever done. It's hard to tell where north is on it, though. Trying my best to keep you out of those slopes.
That's all right.
I'm learning to tolerate it. Okay, Bob, we're pretty close now to... Well, we're not. We're still about 100 meters, I think, from where the breaking slope is with the plane. And but we're away from the block population, except for scattered two great big blocks out ahead of us. This side of the slip crater, and but the average population is down to the 1% or less again. That average population really never changed up in here. Just the big blocks were around.
We estimate driving time to be 20 minutes. The distance about 2.3 kilometers.
100 meter. Last. Fine, net bottom craters. Look at the size of those things. Well, aren't they big mamas? Mamas? And it looks like they're probably the same thing that we sampled. They have the inclusions in them, white inclusions. They look like a mixture of gray and the sort of tan gray of the... The gray of the recrystallized breccia and the tan gray of the anorthosidic gabbro. That must, hey, look, there's Van Zurg, Blocky Rim Crater. That's the other side of Cochise there. See it? Yeah, way over there. Yeah. Cochise is really a shallow crater, well, we knew that. It doesn't have any, it only has one place I can see that has any blocks on the inner wall of Cochise. Otherwise, it has a surface much like what we're driving on for walls and for the floor. One place on the south-southeast wall, there is a concentration of blocks, much like we saw in Henry or in Horatio. But the rest of the crater seems to be pretty well mantled. Van Zurg is a very blocky rim crater. Big blocks up on the rim. Do you have a static check, or is it just me?
No, I think it's just you.
But people are always giving you static. Bob, if you still read me, I'm looking at the sculptured hills, and I still have that old man wrinkled face appearance, even up close at this sun angle. And those wrinkles go from generally... upslope at the west to downslope at the east. Hey, are you, no, you're right at the edge of Cochise, aren't you?
They're right here?
Yeah, aren't you?
No, we're not that close.
Cochise is up at, see that rim where those blocks are?
Oh, that's a small crater.
I bet you that's Cochise up there. We gotta go quite a ways just to get there.
How about a range?
This side of driving is really a tough,
How about a range and bearing?
Okay, it's 210-3.4.
Copy that, 210-3.4. And you should be somewhat north of Cochise there, as we're planning, although you may be cutting south to try going directly up sun.
I guess that's some other... That's just a depression. I think Cochise is over the depression, yeah. Yeah. Those are getting warm.
Well, I tell you, every bump you go over on a side slope is just accentuated.
Yeah, we don't think you're anywhere near Cochise.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it's over that rim up there. It's just a big, shallow depression. All I'm doing is flying the 3.4-kilometer arc right now.
Say again there, Gene.
There's another one of those deep craters that's not that doesn't have a blocky rim. Okay, 214, 3.4.
Copy.
That's one of the more striking characteristics of the mantle, are these craters that look, as far as the diameter to depth ratio is concerned, like they ought to be fairly young, but there's no blocks on the rim, and they seem to be have this mantled appearance just like some of the large craters. As I look up Wessex Cliff from just about a beam of it, let me get over here. It still shows me an albedo change and a surface wrinkle texture change. And, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I got the same sun angle, more or less, on part of it there.
Okay, copy that. You guys maybe get just a little far north. You may want to head just a little south to avoid running right into the middle of the swift crater.
I think we see it now. That swept? No, I don't know. I don't.
Swept will be a 2-2. Swept will be at 225 and 3.4.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for, Bob.
Okay.
I'm just flying a 3.4 mile or the kilometer arc.
Oh, roger, I was going to suggest that.
Bob, there's something I haven't mentioned, but if one had time on the next program, I guess you can sample secondary craters. And they tend to have blocks either in them or on that one rim, suggesting that you can tell directions if you put your mind to it. Directions of the where the secondary came from. These are small ones. Did we ever get a piece of glass in plate?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Documented in plate?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what I was trying to protect in the SRC yesterday. Here's what... where the secondary came from. These are small ones. Did we ever get a piece of glass in plate?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Documented in plate?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what I was trying to protect in the SRC yesterday. Here's Swift Jack. I'm coming right up on it. I'll go along the southern rim. I wish I wouldn't lose and start concentrating. I'm going to take my pictures.
All right, hey, Jack. Don't forget to take your pictures.
We end up with... Okay, I'll quit thinking and then take pictures. There's a crater, that double pit bottom crater. That's the first one of those.
Right here, Jack, you're going to be able to peek right over the top of Swep.
Right here. How does that grab you? That's Swep, all right. Swep's a bigger hole than I thought it was. Swep even has some blocks in the wall. Yeah, but the eastern and southeastern rim of Swep are just continuous. They're just continuous with the slopes of the Sculpture Hill.
Okay, copy that.
How does 238-4.2 sound for the beginning out of 8?
Hey, you're, I gotta take these slopes just the most comfortable way we can.
238 and 4.0, we're expecting for station 8, the beginning of it. 238, 4.2. 4.0, excuse me, 4.0.
Roger.
And remember, again, Station 8 is a very flexible area. You just get to a place where it looks like it's feasible to sample the sculptured hills.
That's right. Yeah. This rover is a machine. I don't know if it saw that hill we're climbing, but I did. Roger, how you doing? Doing fine. I'm trying to get around the swift over here and start giving that. Deep has outcrops on it, I can see now on the north side, and they also tend to have linear upper terminations, and some of those line up as if there's roughly horizontal structure within the upper one half of the east massif.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Stop thinking and take pictures.
Go by that little dark crater over there.
The crew's about 20 minutes behind the timeline.
Hawking Rim. Small crater, that's a dark rim crater. Bit of a bright rim, like we've seen some around that look fresh. It partly may be the angle which we're approaching it. Bob, we're at the southeastern rim of SWEP at 226 and 3.6. Why don't we get a sample?
Copy
of that. Material in there. Right here. Okay. Keep driving towards the rim and just follow curve. Okay, now curve it. Got your spot? Okay, right. Just keep going and I'll stop you. Oh, straight ahead. Good. Okay, Bob, 226, 3.6 is there. There's a highly fragmental small crater about 40 meters across, right on the southeastern rim of SWEP. And most of the fragments are football sized and smaller, and they're very angular. And probably the inside of that rim is, turns out that they'll break. They're quads.
Are they quads?
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be about 70% covered on the inside of the rim with these things. It's all instant rock, but the crater rim looks dark compared to other fresh craters like this that we've seen. 5-0 Yankee.
Copy, 5-0 Yankee.
And the frame count is 2-6. LMP frame is 2-6.
Copy that, press on.
We're rolling.
And 17, we're hoping to go to Station 8A, the northernmost section of Station 8, if we can, of course.
Yeah, I think we ought to head just about. Yeah, we'll get there. Well, I think we ought to get below the highest peak up there because that seems to have the rocks on it. I only see one rock down
right
ahead there. See that one? Of course, I don't know where that came down. It doesn't look like it may have came down from the top. There aren't many rocks. It's certainly not like the old north and south end, these. Yeah, there's one big rock over there. That doesn't look like it might be... Let's head that way. I think we're starting to see blocks. That one is so unusual. That's about the station. That's the northernmost station anyway. There's another one there. Well, it's probably as we can get the other smaller population around it. I'm worried about that one being exotic to the sculptured hills.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Well, no, without any others, do you?
Well, there's some small ones up in there, off to about the 2 o'clock position. But I think that's all. We're going to have to be satisfied with small ones. Big ones don't get down. There's some big ones way up on the slope.
Yep, I see those.
Roger, crater. You're at,
let me get it for him.
Okay, we're at 227-3.9.
Copy, 227-3.9.
Hey, it's worth the. There's smaller ones around here too, Jack. Yeah, that looks like subfloor from here. What's it look like? If it doesn't look worthwhile stopping, I'll move on up over there. It looks like subfloor. I would recommend that we try to get up to some of those. I don't know whether we can or not. How's your. What's your pitch in the game?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
See that? Those two up there would be reasonably well up the slope. Rob, no parking constraints on a battery?
Roger, no parking constraints. We'll park at 045, Gene. Or wherever you like, really.
Now, I have to park about 045 because I got to be pointing uphill so we can get out.
Okay, either any place you want to, 045.
Yeah, I'm
going to
park. How about just that,
that little crater there?
Well, this is so level right here, Jack. I'm not just talking.
I was just thinking on top of that crater is closer to the back level, too, on the rim.
And I'll give them a good view of the sampling area. I think we work on those blocks there, and we're in pretty good shape. Bob, we're directly downhill, and that is from the highest point that I could see up on this first mass, the first sculptured hill. Bob, I'm parked at 026, bearing at 226, distance 6.6, range 4.0, amp hour is 85 and 80, battery is 115, and the motors are all off scale low.
Okay.
Not really, but, okay.
And here we'd like...
0230 on the forward and off scale R and 220 on the right rear.
Okay, we copy that. We'd like to get the usual dusting here. Up front.
Yeah, and I'm fairly level.
Not really.
I'm not, huh?
I just about rolled downhill again.
Oh, man. I am pointing uphill, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, at least we don't have a side slope.
And 17.
Battery covers stay closed?
Battery covers stay closed. We do want the LCRU and the TV camera, the TCU dusted. And 17, we'd like the SEP blankets opened and dusted one more time.
I think you're a dreamer, Bob, but I'll do it.
Roger, we keep hoping.
Doing your thing, Jack. It's going to take me a little while to get this dusted. Bob, the first block I looked at here looks like subfloor gabbro.
Okay, we copy that.